HarperCollins presents Fen, Bog, and Swamp, a short history of peatland destruction and its role in the climate crisis by Annie Prue, read by Gabra Zachman.
This little book is dedicated to the people of Ecuador, who made their land the first country in the world to include legal rights for natural ecosystems in its constitution. The recent ruling against mining companies to protect the Andean cloud forest Los Cedros is a significant event for the world. Why Fens, Bogs, and Swamps? These pages started out as a personal essay to help me understand the wetlands that are so intimately tied to the climate crisis. The literature is massive, and I had to narrow down the focus to those special wetlands that form the peat that holds in the greenhouse gases CO2 and methane, the fens, bogs, and swamps, and how humans have interacted with them over the centuries. The essay grew into this small book. I am not a scientist, and much of the material I found was presented in specialized vocabularies which I have tried to avoid when possible. I suspect this gulf of esoteric language is an important part of the disconnection between science and ordinary readers. There are people who are fond of tracing ideas and their connections in unlikely places and old books. I am one of them. I am easily enchanted when an odd idea or phrase looms on a page, often showing an invisible link. It is a little like a foggy summer morning when we can see beaded spider webs strung between stalks and stems, between tree and ground, twig and leaf. As the sun heats the earth, the droplets evaporate, and the illusion that the entire world is held together by fine spider threads evaporates with it. Annie Prue. Fen. A fen is a peat-forming wetland that is at least partly fed by waters that have contact with mineral soils, such as rivers and streams flowing in from higher ground. Such mineratrophic water can support reeds and marsh grasses. Fen waters tend to be deep. Bog. A bog is a peat-making wetland with a water source that is not in contact with mineral soil, rainfall. The ombrotrophic water supports sphagnum mosses. Bog waters tend to be shallower than those in fens. Swamp. A swamp is a mineratrophic peat-making wetland dominated by trees and shrubs. Its waters tend to be shallower than those of fens and bogs. I followed William J. Mitch and James G. Goslink, Wetlands, 2015, 5th edition, Wiley, for definitions and explanations of wetland processes. One, discursive thoughts on wetlands. I believe that whatever time you are born into shapes your perception of humankind vis-a-vis the natural world. I was born in 1935 in still rural eastern Connecticut. Both my parents were descended from 17th century settlers in North America. In 1935, they were two generations past the transition from independent farming to textile mill work, and struggling with a more modern transition from the textile mills to middle-class white-collar lives. Yet both families still kept chickens and a cow. My mother's family included furniture makers and artists. They all were amateur naturalists who knew the habits and habitats of birds, insects, and amphibians, who could name every wildflower, every tree, and the uses of its wood. They had a camp on Lake Quinebaug where my cousins and I learned to swim. They had a private reverence for mossy, quiet woods. We're always thrilled to see wild hawks streaming north on their spring migrations. My earliest memory is of sunlight filtering through leaves when I was put to nap under a tree. From this family in that decade, I was given a glimpse of the intricate complexities of the natural world. I am anchored in that childhood time when to recognize a sassafras bush from its mitten-shaped leaves was the sense of finding a friend in the woodland fringe. I thought I knew something of the world. As I grew older and read and traveled, I learned that the 1930s were years of vile human behavior in a world that hubristically considered itself civilized. Years of economic collapse, a global depression and mass poverty, severe and prolonged drought, gulags, strongman leaders, intense nationalist demagoguery, ethnic atrocities, deforestation, lynching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?